From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. It's Donald Trump's first week in office as president, and a Republican-controlled Congress is ready to move on a whole host of items, a lot of them they've been eyeing for about 8 years. U.S. Representative Rick Crawford, representing much of East and Northeast Arkansas, joins me on the telephone line. Thanks a lot for your time today, Congressman.
Hey, you bet. Glad to be with you.
You backed the president during the election, but you do have some big disagreements over one issue near and dear to your heart, opening up trade with Cuba. Are you any less optimistic now than under President Obama in regards to Cuba?
No, and I wouldn't say that we have a big difference of opinion there. I think in broad terms, he was not happy with what President Obama did. Probably most of us felt that way, but ag trade with Cuba is really kind of a separate issue. It's been something that we've worked on separate and apart from the Obama administration's actions that they took unilaterally, administratively. We're trying to do something legislatively that simply lifts the credit restriction for U.S. producers in the sale of ag goods. Really has really nothing to do with the Obama administration's position or any part of the deal that they put together with the Castro regime.
So you think that Trump presidency will be an ally in this regard or a partner in trying to open up credit restrictions with Cuba?
Yeah, I think so, because as the president has indicated, he's a businessman and he wants to make good deals. This is a good deal. It's a good deal for the United States. And, you know, quite frankly, it's in our strategic interest to have a presence there economically. And this is a good first step in that direction.
Border security and changes to the country's immigration system are one top priority of the president's, certainly a top campaign promise. You represent the breadbasket or perhaps the rice basket of the state. One recent article in Bloomberg Politics found a quarter of the nation's workforce and farms doesn't have valid immigration papers. What do you want to see happen to those workers?
Well, we've been working really hard on an H-2A repeal and replace program. It's called the Straw Act. It's basically realigning the H-2A program, putting it under the Ag Department, and allowing migrant workforce to be here. And this is also a national security issue. You're allowing people into the country, but they need to be documented. We need to have essentially have them sign the guest book. We know they're here, and then they can go out and work on the farms that that need that labor. So we feel like that's, you know, a necessary step in reforming our current immigration policy with regard to managing the migrant workforce.
President Trump has already issued a number of executive orders. This week he withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You're not particularly a fan of the TPP, but generally a lot of Republicans, it seems the predominant GOP worldview is in favor of some free trade agreements in the past few decades. Do you see any rift between Congress or yourself and the president on the issue of trade?
Well, I think the mistake we make is when we use free trade and fair trade interchangeably, and I think President Trump sees it that way too. I prefer to see a bilateral approach and deal with these nations, put a good fair trade deal in front of the American people that we can participate in and hope to benefit from. I think what President Trump saw in TPP was what a lot of us saw in Arkansas, and particularly rice producers, was that it didn't really do a whole heck of a lot to benefit U.S. producers, and it was going to be very difficult and cumbersome to manage with 12 nations involved in it. And so what I would rather see is a bilateral approach, and you can do that concurrently. It's not that we have to do one at a time, but we can send our negotiating teams out to each of these 12 countries and negotiate a deal that's good for both countries, but recognizing that it's okay for the United States to ask for a good deal and expect it. It doesn't mean that we're going to give a bad deal to the other party to the deal. It just means that we should ask for and expect to be treated fairly.
I've been speaking with U.S. Representative Rick Crawford of Jonesboro. Thanks a lot for your time today and sharing your thoughts on how this new administration might shape up, especially how it might impact East Arkansas and agriculture. So thank you, Representative.
You bet. Glad to do it. You bet. Anytime.